Now, we travel to a different era of service, back to 1950.
On Sunday, June 25th, communist forces attacked the Republic of Korea. Free nations must be on their guard, more than ever before, against this kind of sneak attack.
That was U.S. President Harry Truman's address before deploying the U.S. Army to the Korean Peninsula. A regiment of nearly 4,000 Puerto Rican soldiers spearheaded the American advance. They were nicknamed the Borinqueneers, from the Taíno word for Puerto Rico, Borinquen. And as you can tell from this 1951 newsreel, the Borinqueneers played a vital role in the first year of the war.
As part of their indoctrination course, Puerto Rican soldiers are taught English at Camp Tortuguero. The island citizens are making a further contribution to the cause of liberty and freedom. These men are preparing to take their places in the ranks of America's fighting men. For months, their comrades have been in the front lines in Korea. General MacArthur has praised the Puerto Rican 65th Regiment for its valor during the bitter Korean campaign.
My name is Edwin Aviles. I'm 84 years old. I was in Korea September of 1950.
Edwin Aviles was a member of the Borinqueneers.
They were the 65th Infantry newcomers. Most being Puerto Rican, there was some kind of a language barrier between, to communicate, but eventually we were able to do what we had to do.
He remembers one of the 65th's first missions, to rescue a Marine division surrounded by enemy troops.
We came after the enemy. We opened up a gap big enough so that the 1st Marine Division was able to withdraw with equipment and everything else. We were all scared, but at the same time, the blood is running in a way that you have to do the best that you can. And we were able to withdraw the whole battalion. I was a very fortunate man because I never got either wounded. I was shot at many times, but for some reason I was safe.
Edwin managed to stay safe, but his best friend in the unit wasn't so lucky.
To my best friend, who died in Korea shortly after I left Korea, he died about 3 weeks later in a counteroffensive that the Chinese had. He never made it over here, and I dedicate that day that we had the Congressional Medal approved on his name, and his name is Josue Cortez from Ponce, Puerto Rico.
It was the valor and self-sacrifice like this that earned the Borinqueneers the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian honor bestowed by Congress. They received the medal in June of 2014.
Segregation set them apart from their fellow soldiers, but their courage made them legendary. They earned thousands of medals for their service in Korea. Today, we're going to add to those accolades by awarding these soldiers one of the country's highest civilian honors, the Congressional Gold Medal.
President Barack Obama at the ceremony where they received the medal.
Only a handful of military units have ever received this award, and only one other Hispanic American has received this award, Roberto Clemente. That's pretty good company. So this is a proud day for the Borinqueneers and their families.
The Borinqueneers achieved a lot during the Korean War. But it took almost 60 years and a lot of congressional lobbying by veterans and influential Latinos in order for them to get their recognition. At 95, veteran Jose Colon says his feelings about the gold medal are bittersweet.
And I feel sad because there's so many that if the medal had been awarded when General MacArthur made the comments about the Borinqueneers in Korea, all those people, all those soldiers that not with us now could have enjoyed having the medal in the 65th.
Colon wishes his comrades in arms could have seen this day. The Borinqueneers served in Korea at the time the U.S. Army was being desegregated. Today, more than 30% of the U.S. Armed Forces are men and women of color. and 11% of active U.S. Army members are Latinos. To find out more about the Borinqueneers, visit our website, latinousa.org.